MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 28, 2025. Still no end in sight for the trash haulers' strike, and legislators propose expanded background checks for child care workers. Partly cloudy near 80, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:44 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Gloucester Times, Republic Services, Inc. and the striking Teamsters Local 25 had still not scheduled new negotiation sessions as of Sunday afternoon. The two parties last negotiated July 18 without reaching a new contract that would end the now 28-day strike of local waste collection workers. The Teamsters continued to ask for better wages and the ability to take the union's health care package over Republic's, while Republic has doubled down on its claims that it has the best wages in the area among comparable companies and sufficient health care coverage. While collection delays have plagued Gloucester and other communities affected by the strike, Republic expects to improve its collection rates this week by bringing in replacement workers from other areas of the country where similar strikes have ended. Stidhouse reporter Christian Wade writes, a group of Republican lawmakers is pushing for expanded criminal background checks of people working for licensed daycare and early education providers, saying the Healey administration isn't doing enough to screen foreign workers. The legislation, filed by Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr and four other GOP lawmakers, would require the State Department of Early Education and Care to expand background checks for job applicants who have lived outside of the United States in the previous 5 years and gather, to the maximum feasible extent, criminal record information from other countries. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports, in Swampscott, even as local elected officials gather to celebrate the seeming success of a new temporary treatment unit in treating stormwater damage to make King's Beach safe for the public, neighbors protested about the noise the unit makes. Local leaders gathered on the corner of Eastern Avenue and Humphrey Street in Swampscott on Friday morning for a ribbon cutting of the treatment plant unit, a joint effort between Swampscott and Lynn. The unit was installed for a 3-month pilot program running June through August to test the effectiveness of ultraviolet light in neutralizing harmful bacteria in storm water runoff before it discharges into the waters off King's Beach, making it safe for swimming on dry weather days. Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com, the Nahant Police Department has announced Officer Heather Leary has been promoted to the rank of sergeant, which makes her the first female appointed to the rank in the department's history. Leary was officially sworn in as sergeant on July 23 during a ceremony at Town Hall. Going forward, she will oversee the night shift from midnight to 8 a.m., according to the department's press release. She first joined the Nahant Police Department in 2019 as a civilian police matron and was responsible for the care and supervision of female prisoners and detainees. In 2020, she became a reserve officer and later began as the department's first full-time female officer in 2021. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Gloucester Times Sports Editor Nick Giannino reports that the Gloucester High School alumni baseball game raised approximately $15,000 for the Daly Memorial Fund. Chris Daly was a student, standout Gloucester hockey player who graduated from Gloucester High this year and later lost his life in a June car accident. A sign that the high school football season is not too far away was Saturday's 7-on-7 tournament at Bishop Fenwick. Both Swampscott and St. Mary's were reported to have turned in strong performances. The Patriots training camp continues this week. The team's first preseason game is Friday, August 8, at home against Washington. And the Red Sox edged the Dodgers 4-3 at Fenway Park yesterday to take two of the three-game set. Tonight they'll be playing the Twins in Minnesota. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.